Welcome back to another episode of For the Healthy Host Podcast. I am your host, Ree.
Sunset Tim.
And yeah, it's good to be back. I feel like it's been a minute.
It ain't been that long though, but it feel that
way. It really hasn't, but you know.
Yeah, you know.
But today, just here lately, something that's been heavy on my mind and something that I've been working on is just like loving myself. Like, actually liking myself. Like, mm-hmm. I had to tell myself, it's okay to like myself. Like, it's okay. I feel like as a woman, I've noticed this with women in general. Mainly women. Some men do it. But, like, if you give a woman a compliment, like, even me, I'm guilty. Like, I'll downplay it. Like, I'll be like, oh, like, or even if somebody compliments me, I'll think they're lying. You know what I mean?
Sometimes.
So I've really been working on like self-love and like just actually liking myself.
I get that. It go back to, I think it was, I can't remember when it was, but you showed me a video of somebody. And the example was like, this lady had a kid and somebody complimented their kid and was like how smart they were. And the lady remarked back was like, oh yeah, but he a handful though.
Or oh he, yeah.
When
it's like a TikTok or something.
Yeah, like when like yourself, like you mean it's okay to answer something with confidence or okay
exactly.
To be confident. It's okay for that lady to be like, yeah, he works really hard. No, I'm proud of him.
Right. I feel like confidence is something that is like deemed as a negative thing. Like even you know, like
a little bit too much confidence. I think everybody like you to be confident. But not, everybody like you confident where they comfortable with you confident.
Exactly. And that's not right.
It's not right. Can't nobody put a cap on your confidence.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Can't nobody cap your confidence out. You are the only person who can hold that limit. Everybody should have a threshold of... I ain't gonna say everybody should have a threshold of confidence. You should believe you can do anything. But like if you can't swim, don't jump in the ocean. But you should be confident enough to say, I can learn how to swim.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. Yeah, I agree with that. And I feel like you can be as confident. Obviously, don't put your life in danger. Like, don't go swimming in deep rivers if you can't swim.
Thanks.
But also, I think as long as you are being kind to others, you can be as confident as you want to be.
Yeah, as long as it's not hurting or harming anybody else, don't put a cap on your confidence at all. And as I said, today's episode is about that, loving yourself outright. I believe the first step in that.
You and like your steps.
Oh, my mama, like, I love steps. I like to
like,
do things
what the
in
hell?
The order.
This is not school.
I love it, though. I didn't fuck with school at all. I really didn't. And I can't swim, by the way, too. We were talking about swimming. I can't swim. You can't swim either.
I can swim.
You can dog paddle, nigga.
I cannot.
We took Aubrey lessons, and that nigga still don't know how to swim.
Yeah.
I know how to swim more than she do.
She swears she can swim, though. She swears she can save us, though.
Hey, but...
I need to learn how to swim, because that's, like, a stereotype
for black people,
and I don't want to prove this stereotype to be correct.
I don't give a fuck on that one.
I feel like swimming is really fun.
I feel like it could be, but they can like have that one, though. I don't really like water like that. I don't like getting them... I don't like water like that. I like the ocean and shit, but I don't like getting in water like.
I do.
You do. Oh yeah, you do. You a water goddess, yeah. You are at one time. But like she said, she calling me rules and shit.
Rules.
It's kinda like the same steps on everything though. Acceptance is like accepting who you are at that time.
Yeah.
It's tied into it. You can't have a fugazi thought of who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It can't be fugazi, but you can also like for instance me. We'll just take me for example. I feel like I'm a $1 million rapper. I got only 2,000 followers on the gram, which I am very proud of my 2K.
Congrats on your 2K.
Yeah, I just hit that.
Everybody clap.
I'm very proud of my 2K and I'm very proud of my work. Mm-hmm. I feel like a $1 million nigga when I rap. I really do. But I'm not fugazi enough to be like, oh, I would never perform for 50 people. Because I'm a $1 million nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't fugazi enough that I'm going to let, you know, a good opportunity or something pass me by. Because I know I'm on the come up right now. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? That's what I mean by, like, accepting who you are. Accepting, you know what I mean, your circumstances, just next accepting you in whole, you can feel better about it and you know how to move.
I think, I love that you said acceptance. Acceptance is really the key to so many things.
Yeah.
But to take a step back, I feel like when you can love yourself unconditionally, unconditional love, that's something that I've been working on, like, within myself. Right, because the way that we interact with others, that's a reflection of how we feel about ourselves, I feel like.
Yeah, I get that.
So, and when I think about unconditional love, I think about taking away all the titles. Like, I'm not a mom, I'm not a content creator. Like, just your being, your spirit. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're able to, like, unconditionally love the truest version of yourself. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, with that, you have to accept.
Yeah,
but it kind of goes hand in hand.
I get that. I felt like when you were saying that, like your self worth is not tied to any
physical material
thing, or your self worth is not tied to a numeral number yeah. or productivity.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, don't not love yourself when you don't do a lot that day, or when you take a break, you start to feel guilty of it, or anything like that. That ain't where self-love comes from. I think we all born with peace and joy. It's rather a point of acknowledging it or ignoring it. Nobody ever gets to take your peace and joy away from you or your love. But you can ignore it because of the circumstances you get put in.
Well, exactly. And I'm glad you said that, Mr. Turner.
We always talk about using names. They use my last name.
Sorry, it's my last name, too.
Our last name. I made a bad bitch. Yeah.
Shut up. You did. See, that's the confidence thing. So, like, that, and I was just like, I kind of like.
Yeah, you said you did.
First, I said you didn't, though.
You said that
first,
just
I
now?
Said shut up. Like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, that's an example.
Like, neglected it. But, dang, I was going to say something before I called you by your government name. That's what I get.
What the fuck you get?
Well, I'll think about it.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah. If it comes back to you.
Oh, I remember what it was now.
Well,
so basically, you was just saying how we were born with peace and
joy
and all these things. And that's completely correct. Like, we were born so innocent, so pure. And you mentioned, like, our environment. We are a product of our environment, especially as a woman of color. Like, there's a person of color. There are so many things around us telling us not to love ourselves. Even, like, whether it be physical, like, you know, emotional. So that has a lot to do with it as well. Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. the fact that somewhere along the line, we decided that we don't want to like ourselves or love ourselves.
Yeah. Definitely where the flower grows definitely has a lot to do with its coming up. And like you said, one thing I wanted to mention was sometimes it ain't intentional.
Exactly.
It ain't always intentional that, you know, you was brought up in a environment that wasn't really confident. Accepted, like, or
yeah,
an environment that just breed confidence, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us was bred up in a lack or environments of lack, to where you, like, I grew up, we didn't think that things was gonna go extremely well. We always said we hope for the best, whatever happened, we deal with it, you know what I'm saying? We kind of always looked at it from a even keel standpoint, like at zero flat about it. Like, you always expect the worst, hope for the best, expect the worst kind of environment a lot of us come from. But when you building up yourself, you kind of want, and I told you this before, I feel like I don't surprise myself enough or get overly excited because I'd be so fearful of a letdown, you know what I'm saying? Like, to the point where I said I just even kill out everything before I let myself get to a letdown. And it's just not the way to move. I feel like it's okay to get let down. A letdown, a failure is okay. If you don't fail, you won't learn a lesson. If you don't got the lessons, then you can't create it.
Yeah, you can't grow. You're
so
not learning.
You just have to kind of open and embrace everything confidently. And like I said, and if you fail, then you'll learn something from it. It's not even really much of a failure. It's just a lesson. I didn't try a thousand different ways with this rap thing. And I didn't fail a thousand different ways. I just found a thousand different ways not to do it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that path will lead me right to where I'm going.
Yeah. Let me ask you something before we start with your steps. Because I don't even have any steps. Like, I don't even know. Anyway, because we keep mentioning confidence. I feel like, do you think there's a difference between confidence and self-love? I feel like confidence is a result of love.
Yeah, but I don't feel like it's the same thing. I feel like it's a layer in there. I feel like it's a layer of self-love.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like it's a result of love. But what do you, how would you define unconditional love? Like, for yourself. Like, nobody else is considered within this. Because the most important relationship that you'll ever have in life is the one with yourself. So how would you define unconditional love?
I don't necessarily, I'm not one who likes the word or phrase unconditional love, because I feel like, I don't know, I just don't like the phrase. I feel like the phrase was created for,
I just made, and I might be, I just made unconditional self-love up.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, unconditional self-love.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's necessarily unconditional. For me, it's endurance with love. Like, are you willing to love yourself the entire time, through the entire process of it all?
I think that's unconditional, though.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's what unconditional
is. Like, yeah, like, loving yourself regardless of, like, if you're up, if you're down.
Yes.
You know, if you, like, having a hard time right now, just remembering, like, to just love yourself.
I get that. And I get that. So, yes, I feel like endurance of love is the biggest thing. Like you said, loving yourself through it all. How would you define unconditional self-love?
And let me go back. I didn't make that word up, but, like, it's, I didn't find that word on the internet. It's just something that I thought to myself, like, you know what I mean? I want to just go back and say that, because I don't want nobody saying, like, you ain't make that word up. Anyway, like, yeah, just piggybacking. Yeah, that's correct. Grammar. Going back off of what you said, just being able to love yourself regardless, like, of what is happening in your life right now. Like, that's really how I would, honestly, like, it's simple. Like, just loving yourself through it all. Ups, downs, highs, lows, sad, happy, accomplishments, failures, lessons, and just remembering that this too shall pass.
Yes, this too shall pass.
So, also, I wanted to ask you this, Mr. Sunset, since you didn't like Mr. Turner.
And you said it again.
Oh, my gosh. It's okay. One day, people are going to be able to Google us and see your government
name. Niggas
ain't
going to never Google my name.
Yes, they will.
Nah, I'm going to change that shit. Niggas ain't going to find me.
Yes, they will. So, what about just like confidence? Do you think self-care is an aftermath of, like, loving yourself?
I think it's a duty in it. I feel like it's a duty in it. Something that kind of leads to it.
Mm-hmm.
Self-care. And like I said, you go, like, acceptance is involved in self-care as well. Like, you know, really accepting who you are and accepting the situation. Like, I know that times where we tired and we still want to push through because we want to be labeled as hard workers. But niggas be needing rest too, though. Like, yeah. You be needing to take a day off.
Rest is important.
You know, and that's just like being real with yourself and accepting, you know what I mean, that you need self-care in all ways. Rest is important. Your physical, the mental, the spiritual. All of this going to tie into a more confident you. If I ask you to do a task and you tired, then you probably going to have less confidence in you doing that task. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Take care of yourself out here.
I think a really important element of, like, liking yourself and loving yourself is getting to know who you are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do think having friends and family and, you know, getting that social element, or what's the word, social engagement, I don't know what I'm looking for, but it's important. But also, like, spending time alone.
Yes.
Like, because I feel like when I was younger, I was able to conform with the different friend groups that I had. Like, I was one way with this group of people. I was another way with this group of people. Like, you know, who am I? Like, I'm all these different people.
You was getting in where you fit in.
Exactly. I feel like I learned how to do that really, really well in high school. So, like I said, spending time alone is very, very crucial. Because at the end of the day, that's who you're going to go home to at night. Mm-hmm. Is yourself. Well, you probably, if you got a partner, them too, but I guess when you're in the bathroom alone, like, I don't know, whenever
in your head.
In your head. In
really
your
head.
Really,
in that head.
Yes. Oh, that's a really important aspect of self-love, too. We'll touch on that, like, internal dialogue.
So, mention something, like, you said you were different in every group. Does that get, that was hard to juggle?
No, it was so easy, and that's scary. Mm. It was really easy for me to do. It was easy for me to be one way with this group of people and another way with that group of people. It was a really easy thing to do. And I think, like a lot of people, I didn't know who I was.
Thanks.
Because I was being so many different people. Mm-hmm. How am I going to learn to like myself and accept myself if I don't know who I really am? Mm-hmm. So I think spending time alone with yourself is extremely important. I think a lot of people don't want to do that. Like, they don't want to spend time alone. And, like, there is always something to distract us. Like, we can get on our phone. We can listen to music. Like, I love driving sometimes just with the music off.
Yes.
Like, that's time with myself. I'm able to think or not think at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's just, like, I feel like the only way to strengthen that relationship with yourself is to be alone.
Some alone time. I definitely get that. So, definitely have to take that alone time. This is random, ain't got nothing to do with the subject. Have y'all ever been driving and, like, you've been so deep in thought that you get, like, to a point where you went, like, 3-4 miles and you didn't even notice you was driving, and then you had to get back to, like, noticing you was driving?
I knew you was going to say that. Yes, I do that all the time. That's dangerous, though.
That shit is dangerous, but I done nothing so often in my life that I've never wrecked doing it, though, but it just be like...
You know what?
What?
You know, when I talked about becoming supernatural, and he was like, your body becomes a mind, that's what that is.
Yeah.
That, like, is what that
just,
is.
It's like natural for...
Yes.
Anyway, back to the subject. I just wanted to know if y'all niggas had ever did that before.
Shit.
But back
yes,
to...
I have.
Ree spoke about, you know, self-love as far as isolating yourself and spending time with yourself and taking care of yourself inside your mind and being yourself, because that's who you come home to. The body is home, the mind
yes.
is home, the spirit is home.
Ooh, I love that you said home. Because when I said home earlier, I meant the physical home.
How much you love
it? Don't. Don't. But I love that a lot, though, because we are, like, our body is our home, and I'm so glad you said that.
I truthfully believe wherever the body and mind and soul are comfortable at, that could be home.
That's
like,
home.
It don't matter physically, a home that passed down, wherever you comfortable at is home.
And if you comfortable within yourself, you're always home.
Always.
Period.
So I said, recover that. I want to talk about when you actually in a public setting or out with people, maybe privately or just people around, dealing with public confidence. You know, when somebody does give you a compliment or when it's the thing is on you, you know what I mean? You knowledgeable about the subject, but you just let the subject pass and you don't say it because you don't want to seem like a this, that, a know-it-all, or things like that.
Yeah.
You kind of have to step into the light sometimes. Step into that shot. When it's your turn to shoot, really shoot, bro. Like, really take your shot. And do not worry about if they gonna dislike you or like you confidently.
That's important.
Very important. It came to my mind the other day with, like, Kobe Bryant, rest in peace to the GOAT. He was always deemed as cocky. Like, always. Like, he's too cocky. Jordan kind of got the same rep. He's too cocky. He's too this and that. But who is to say what cocky is? Like, how dare you gauge my confidence and say it's too much?
Exactly.
Who told you to peek into my tank and tell me I got too much confidence? If Kobe feel like he can score over 3 people... And we seen him score over 3 people a lot. Why the fuck shouldn't he say that I can beat these guys? Like, I'm better. Like, I'm just this. It shouldn't be a crime to be confident at all times in public. And don't put yourself in a prison or lock you up or anything like that because you don't want people to believe you're a certain type of thing. People gonna believe whatever they want. They gonna always run with a narrative. You should be confident in the story you telling.
Yeah.
And be confident in the person you are. That's just period. No matter who's around you or what goes on in public, please step. I had a guy used to tell me, step like there's ground underneath you.
Who told you that?
You didn't let me finish. Step like there's ground underneath you, even if you walk off the building.
That's a great quote.
That is a good quote. Have y'all ever seen, y'all niggas may not have seen it because y'all ain't got kids, but in Crude, like there's the end.
The Croods?
The Croods, yes.
They probably have seen it.
There's an end where like the old world is being destroyed and there's a new world across.
Yeah.
And they got to throw them across.
Yeah.
Well, let's imagine like there was a bridge there they just couldn't see with the smoke. Confidence is like stepping on a bridge you can't see, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And standing on it like you know there's ground but underneath it.
Yeah.
You got to move that way. Don't half step. The worst shit is the half step.
It really is. And
nigga,
I think,
overstep before you half step.
Yeah, I think with confidence, there has to be room for trust. Like, well, like it kind of go hand in hand. Like, because that's what that reminded me of when you said, you know, stepping out even if there's, what did you say? No building? What did you say?
Step off the building like you know there's ground underneath you.
Oh, I thought you said even if what? Did you not say that?
Shit, I can't remember now.
Oh my God.
I can't remember now.
But basically, it's like walking on faith.
Yes, in a sense. Stepping on faith, yes, yes.
Yeah, stepping out on faith and just like, you know, because like I feel like uncertainty has, you know, that keeps people.
Is definitely like the
opposite.
It feeds
fear, like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
For people. But it's a good thing though. Uncertainty is a good thing.
Somewhat.
It is. It's the way you look at it. It's a completely 100% good thing. Not knowing is amazing. That means you have the opportunity to create endless possibilities.
I get what you're saying.
Because if uncertainty, yeah, it's scary if you're coming from a place of fear.
Come from a place of lack.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I feel that.
And that's the way we've always, like, because see, when you have the need to control, like, if you're
like I thought of. Like I spoke of earlier when I was like, I ain't like being surprised. I ain't like getting myself too far up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I think it's important too. I feel like it kind of, if it seemed like we're going out on something completely different, but these things all like
ties
align with each other.
It's crazy how all this stuff ties in together.
Yeah.
You start taking care of yourself in certain parts, it just kind of roll into other parts.
Definitely.
But definitely be confident and love thyself.
Love thy neighbor.
I don't know about that. Some of these niggas ain't shit. Love thyself completely through the ups and downs. Why do I want to say time is your ally?
Because you told me that the other day. What did you hear that at?
But I'm saying tied into this. Like, I feel like sometimes self-love, people be in a certain moment, and at that moment, they just don't like themselves. But I think it's important to remember time is your ally, you know.
Yeah.
It's not all or nothing today. You can take the steps to be a better you. You know what I'm saying? So just remember, like I said, time is your ally. I did tell you the other day.
You did.
I did.
You told me that. I was down and out, and you told me
time is your ally. We live in a world that try to tell you that time is running away from you. Like, it's ticking away every second.
Everybody's rushing.
Yeah, and you're rushing. And I feel like they want it that way. They want you to rush. They want your decisions to come quickly, fast, and not thought out.
Mm-hmm.
But take your time. Time is always on your side. Time is infinite.
And let me tell you something.
Only your physical body isn't. Your spiritual and time are both eternal, like forever. Your physical body may not be, but you and time going to be together forever.
You are a wise young man.
I am.
Very wise.
That I am.
I was gonna say something, but you was spitting. You was spitting. I forgot what it was. No, you said what you had. You did what you had to do. Oh, I was gonna say. Let me tell you something. Time ain't even real.
No, it's not.
Like it's man-made. It's not real. Like the only time that matters is now, the present.
Time is like calories. It's just man's way of counting something that don't actually exist.
Yeah.
And it's a way of organizing things. Don't get me wrong, time is okay. But I feel like the relationship we got with time is just a bad one.
It is.
You know
it's very toxic. Like, time is very useful. It can be used very, obviously, it's useful. But I think, like you said, our relationship with time is...
Gotta happen. Gotta be successful in your 20s.
Yeah.
Gotta get it early, you know what I'm saying? Or you're gonna miss out. You know, life is short. For most of us, life gonna be pretty fucking long. Most of us won't be shot. Most of us won't get hit by a bus. Most of us gonna have to build daily habits that build the life that we want. So, because we gonna be here for a while. You know what I'm saying? Most of us are. You know, I know the things that can happen that cut a life short quick, but those usually don't happen to most people. You gonna be here a while. So don't rush anything. Take your time with you. Craft you beautifully.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I like that. Craft you beautifully.
Craft you beautifully.
That's gonna be on a shirt on Etsy. What? By some white woman in Colorado.
Shut up. That's hilarious. But yeah, it's just, and I agree with what you said, but also just like, just be present now. Like, that's really the only time that matters. Yeah. And just be intentional with, this ain't even got nothing to do with nothing, but I mean, I feel like intentionality always got something to do with everything, but just be intentional. I think one of the most I hate it here. I think one of the most important elements of liking yourself and or just building a good relationship with yourself is talk to yourself nice.
Talk to me nice.
Talk to me nice.
Smooth.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, what do you have to... I mean, I feel like I have something to say, but...
Like she said, because I come from a place of... Well, back when, I didn't talk to myself nicely, and I wasn't big on self-care or self-love for me. So, if... That was the environment I came from, right? And when something happened, my subconscious automatically gave, like, a bad answer to it. My internal dialogue was a reflection of my self-confidence or self-love. So I always kind of shot things down. And it wasn't necessarily always like, oh, no, you suck, Travis, or you suck this. You know what I mean? You can't do this. It was more like, oh, you ain't got the money for that. Or you ain't got the time for that. Or, yeah, that could happen, but what's the chances of it happening to you? You know what I mean? My dialogue was just never that healthy with myself. And if you want that true inner glow, that self-love, you got to kind of change that dialogue. You got to kind of watch yourself and catch yourself if you ever get to slipping up and saying the wrong thing to yourself. Just ask yourself, why would you say that? Like, why would I say that to me? Why would I even... I know that sounds weird. Like, why would you even... This is why people don't like you. Like, but that's really what it is. You got to catch yourself at the moment and correct yourself with a positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think often we don't even... Did you have something else you had to say? I think often... Dang, I feel like that was loud. But I think often we don't even realize the negative self-talk that we, like, have with ourselves. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's so unconscious. Like, for example, I talked about this in a YouTube video, like, maybe over a year ago. But, like, 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, I was... very depressed. Like, that's just what it was. And I spent my time watching YouTube videos of girls who had this lifestyle that I wanted, but I felt like I could never get. And I never said those words out loud to myself, but unconsciously I was telling myself, like, or subconsciously I was like, I guess in a sense I didn't like myself because I wasn't them. I wasn't these girls. And I really had to take a step back and just understand, like, the conversations that I was having with myself. And that goes back to, I don't remember what the last episode was about, but I think we mentioned, like, unfollowing people and muting people. And although those girls, like, they didn't do anything to me, but they triggered something in me. You know what I mean? And... yeah, it's
one of them things where, like, you're not ready to love other people because you weren't loving yourself yet.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a process for sure.
Because at first I was watching them, I was like, oh, they inspire me. That's what it was at first. Then it kept going and going, and my life, was not going anywhere, it seemed. I was stagnant.
Yes.
And so, but I was stagnant because I was putting all of my energy and my time, I was investing into them and not myself.
I feel a big C coming.
What's the C?
It was the big C comparison.
Yes.
I felt that the whole way. Yes. Like, the big C comparison. The comparison is like the killer
of all joy.
All joy. Like, yes. It will slap anything you do in the fucking face. I'm talking about anything. You bring home a big bag, 50,000 one day. Hey, buddy, LeBron makes like 50,000. Like, when he plays the basketball game, 2 minutes into the game, he probably made already 75,000, bro. Like, he played 82 games in the season. Like, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, you compare anything to someone else, no matter how good it is, there's somebody who can slap you in the face with.
Yeah. And
stop the comparison.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. It's important to just focus on yourself. Like, it be times where...
I'm such a guy. I bring up basketball all the
time. You do, and I'm sick of it, quite frankly.
I'm such a fucking guy. I'm sorry.
I'm sick of you.
I'm sorry.
I'm tired.
This is what I know. I'm sorry. I've been hooping for a minute.
Yeah, well.
Sorry, go ahead.
All of our listeners are tired. If you're tired.
I know. I'm sorry that I can't say like, oh, Mary-Kate and, or Ashley. I don't fucking
Shut
know.
Shut the fuck.
I don't know no comparisons with them hoes. Like,
I actually used to love Mary-Kate and Ashley. I ain't gonna lie. When I was a kid, NT and Tamir.
Yeah. The sister.
Anyways. I know you can't relate. And neither can I. So you're basketball. But it's fine. So... there are some days where I don't want to talk to anybody. And I think that it's important to step, like we said, spend time alone to step away. Because the only way you're really going to be able to listen to that internal dialogue, if you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really important to step away and spend that time alone. Like, a lot of times on TikTok, I've seen the little TikToks where they're like, you know, ghost everyone for 6 months and see what happens, blah, blah, blah. And that's annoying, but also it's true, though. That's facts.
I feel it to an extent, for sure, that you do have to take that. If you really want that self-love, you have to take that time for yourself. And I know they be like, ghost everybody. Not so much ghost to an extent, but if you doing some self-care and somebody call, ignore that call.
Right.
Let it ring, bro. They ain't going nowhere. You'll call them back.
And self-care don't always look like what it always looked like. Does that make sense?
It don't always look like cucumbers on the eyes and a...
Yeah, like, I feel like what we're doing right now is self-care.
Yes.
Working on anything that's going to uplift you, help your growth spiritually, mentally, physically, that is self-care, regardless if it's one of those little cute things that people do on Instagram, or if it's working for your business, or resting, making a list of goals for 2022. Yeah, like, it's so many different ways.
Yes, and I want to reiterate, stay away from big C. Stay away from comparison, unless it's to self. Yeah. Unless it's to...
Is
don't
that
compare,
healthy, though?
For me, because I'm at a good state right now, it's cool. I compare my current state to what I want to manifest.
What you want to manifest?
What I want to manifest. And making sure my moves are intentional towards my manifestation.
I get that.
So that comparison, I feel like might slide under the rug, is okay. But stay away from Big C, dog.
Yeah.
He will kill anything. Like, anything moving, he will step on. Stay away from him. And I say he because... Comparison gotta be a nigga, cause that boy toxic. Like, I doubt that comparison's a woman. So stay away from dude. Like, he is not healthy for you.
At all. Not one bit. That's where I'm at right now, just trying to really like love myself, like myself, I think that I do. Like, I think I love myself. I finally got to a point where I actually love who I am. I don't care what other people think about me. And like, being a YouTuber, somebody who posts content online for public to see, for strangers to see, obviously I get mostly good comments. I think being a creator, even with you, I get mostly positive comments, but also there is some negativity as well. And you have to really take all of that with a grain of salt. Like, and that really goes back to just liking yourself and, you know, being confident with who you are. Everybody's not gonna agree with you.
Mm-hmm. And accepting you.
Yeah.
I definitely feel you on that. And like I said, closing it out, Make sure you take time for yourself. Take time for all this to happen. Like I said, time is your ally. Don't rush to love yourself. Hell, 9 months ago, I had never, I ain't gonna say never, but like the inner glow, the feeling of my being, 9 months ago, I didn't feel it. Like, I didn't. But now, I be feeling it. I actually feel it. Now, I can't even date back to the last time in life I felt it. I probably was a baby or a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? From that point on, I just got sucked into the programming of life.
Mm-hmm.
That my being just got so lost. My spirit, my inner peace, my inner glow got so lost that I didn't feel it again till now. And I got a beard. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I hate you.
I'm just saying I got a beard now. Last time I felt it, I was probably in diapers or in my mom. Like, it's just crazy
your
how long.
Fetus.
I don't know what a fetus is. I was born a man.
A fetus. You was in your mama's belly. A fetus.
Like I told Aubrey, I was born a man. I came out with a mustache in a credit school.
Oh my God, shut up.
I was born a man.
Anywho.
Yes.
Also, I wanted to say, like, the new year is coming up. Mm-hmm. And we are going to see a lot of things on our internet.
New me.
Yeah, people
new
are telling
year.
You what you should be doing. And I think a lot of it is inspirational and inspiring. But sometimes it can just be flat out, like, because you may be in a space in your life where you feel like you can't do those things. I don't know. But just take everything on the internet with a grain of salt. Give yourself time. Give yourself grace. Listen to the dialogue that you're having with yourself. And yeah, we love y'all. And thanks for being patient with us. We still trying to like figure out like the balance of this podcast and
yes,
like the schedule and everything like
yeah,
that.
So be patient with us. They gonna get this before the holiday.
Yes. Before.
So if you do celebrate Christmas, happy Christmas.
Happy
Christmas. Kwanzaa.
What's
whatever
the other
y'all
one?
Celebrate.
Hanukkah.
Yeah. Happy, I don't know if Hanukkah may have passed, but happy Hanukkah if it didn't pass. A lot of y'all gonna be around family. Protect yourselves, you know, COVID still running
yeah.
through these streets wild.
Ooh, protect yourself mentally too, because.
Yes, I was just gonna say, fuck your cousin, auntie, and uncle, whoever say, ooh, you getting small, or ooh, this, that, or whatever, fuck them. Fuck them. You didn't come to see them anyway. You came
exactly.
for grandma.
You came for the
and
food.
Mama. Everybody else really just there, you yeah. know what I'm saying? So fuck all them.
Even if sometimes trauma can come from moms too. So at the end of the yeah. day,
fuck all them. Be confident, roll out. And again, if your auntie say anything, she on her second husband.
Period.
Fuck it.
Or 10th.
Damn. Not 10. Anyways, that's all we got for y'all, ladies and gentlemen, today. Sunset. Love y'all. Till next
time.
Love
you guys. And we'll see you in the next. No, we won't see you in the next video. We'll talk to you.
These niggas knew what
episode.
You meant. They knew what you meant. Love.